Tonight on the Legends of Greyhound Hockey, hometown defenseman Colin Miller joins us on the phone. Colin, welcome to the Legends of Greyhound broadcast here tonight.
Legends. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Colin, certainly the Greyhound fans remember you well in the red and white here. 174 games over three seasons, 31 goals, 74 assists, 105 points as a D-man. Just great numbers. Talk a little bit about making your way to the Greyhounds. Played a year at the with the Sioux Thunderbirds and made your way the second season up with the Greyhounds and never looked back. Talk about that.
Yeah, I was with the Thunderbirds year before there, and we had a long season. Had a great playoff run and finished up, pretty long into the summer there. So by the time the Hounds spring camp came around, I had still been playing hockey for quite a bit from the year before. And then I went to the spring camp, had a good camp. Wasn't really sure what I was going to do at that time just because I was, a later bloomer. I think I was about 18 at that time and thinking about maybe going to college, not sure. And then Greyhounds offered to sign me, and it was a little bit of thinking about it, but it was always a dream of mine to play for my hometown team in the OHL, and I was happy it worked out.
Colin, before we get talking about your individual years there, who was a young kid growing up in Sault Ste. Marie watching the Sioux Greyhounds? Who was your favorite Sioux Greyhound player back then?
They had a bunch of really good teams when I was growing up. Trevor Daley was somebody that I always loved watching. Those years with even Josh Godfrey and, Muzz was back there, Jake Muzzin as well. They had so many good defensemen that I always was, watching as I was younger and getting a little bit older. So, yeah, I think, I always really enjoyed going to the games as a kid.
Your first season, Colin, the 2010-11 season, yourself played 66 games, 3 goals, 19 assists as a rookie, 22 points in total, 44 penalty minutes. Some of the guys on that team, Danny Catanacci, Nick Cousins, Vern Cooper, Brett Thompson, Brett Finley, Dubchak, Sproul, Carrick, Cucurotto, Quinnell, King. Talk a little bit about that first season.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I think, big introduction to the OHL. I think a lot of guys are nervous, and it kind of takes you a little bit to get your, get your feet under you that first year. But definitely helped, as you mentioned, having three other guys there from the Sioux, Brett Thompson and Dave Quinnell and Brett Finley, all really good buddies of mine to this day, and guys that had, good hockey careers. So a little easier when you're going into a room in a new league with a bunch of young guys or with a bunch of guys that you knew so well growing up. So it was fun, a lot of fun that year.
That first season, Denny Lambert was replaced mid-season. A new coach came in year number two for yourself, the 2011-12 season. 54 games for yourself, 8 goals, 20 assists, 28 points, 79 penalty minutes. Mike Stapleton had taken over as coach, Nick Warner assistant, Mike Oliverio also assistants. Campbell and Murray were the goalies. Tell us a little bit about year number two in the red and white for yourself.
Year number two, thinking back now, I think we had a really good start to that year. We had a great team. They made the trade for Jack, and he came in, and we ended up making the playoffs, but we had a really great group of guys that, we definitely, looking back now, we underachieved, which was unfortunate, but great group of guys again. With the coaching change and stuff like that, it's always tough. I love Denny, and Stapes was also a great group to me as well. So, new faces and new things, you always pick up different and great things from each coach. So, fortunate to have both of them.
Year number three, that 2012-13 season, certainly the team was improving. Some new players coming in, and the Greyhounds lost to the Owen Sound Attack 4-2 in the conference quarters that year. Yourself, 54 games, 20 goals, 35 assists, had a great season, 55 points as a D-man. honored to be a captain of the Greyhound team. Some of the players that had come in, McCann, Tolchinski, Darnell Nurse was in his second season, Ryan Sproul, just to name a few. Talk a little bit about year number three as a Greyhound.
Yeah, year number three there, I think, with the abundance of the young guys, like you mentioned there, we had you know, some older guys with Nick Cousins being his fourth year in the league, and Ryan Sproul, a little bit older guy, was an overager, older guy as well. So you know, we had some really solid older guys, and then the younger guys were, you know, kind of finding their stride. And I think, you know, the years after we left, you know, became some really strong Greyhound teams because of it, with Darnell and Jared, like you mentioned. So lots of fun that year. I think being an overager was, I think sometimes, you know, sometimes guys think it's a bad thing or look down on it, but I really enjoyed it. Probably one of my most fun years of hockey, with so many great memories, and, you know, fortunate to be the captain, and just you know, try and get the team in the playoffs after the 2 years before there we weren't in it. So it was a lot of fun, and, you know, great group of guys.
Millsy, share a story that you can tell on the radio here. One something maybe that funny that happened as a member of the Hounds.
Nothing too bad that'll get you in trouble, I think. What can I think? I guess my kind of entry to the OHL was we had a tournament out west that we did just that one year. We went out west and we would play a bunch of teams from the Western Hockey League. So kind of a cool thing, and I don't know if they do it too often, but anyways, we had a flight out of town that next day, and, you know, it was my first camp that year, first year playing in the OHL, so, you know, nervous, just want to be on time, don't want to mess anything up, you know, just make sure that you know, everything goes well, and not try to stand out. So anyways, at that point, we had Dave Torrey was our GM, and the last thing he said before we went home that night was just, please, everybody be on time, you know, no messing around, make sure everybody's at the plane on time. It's the one thing that I'm nervous about. Then we can get this trip started, it'll be great.
Yep.
So sure enough, I sleep in that morning, missed my pickup. My parents were out of town, dropping my sister off at school. Missed my pickup, the guys that were supposed to pick me up, whatever, couldn't get me to wake up. Slept in, and panicking, sitting at my door, knowing that the bus is leaving. Anyways, I finally get a call from Dave Torrey, and the bus comes and picks me up at the house, and I got to walk on the bus in front of all the guys, you know, hadn't even played a game yet for the Greyhounds, and I was already in a little hot water. So it was an interesting way to start off, but you know what? I think I had to sit out a couple games, which was fair punishment for that. So, you know, it was a funny way to start, but glad it happened, I guess, early on rather than later.
I remember it well, Millsy. I was the guy that had to try to hold off Dave Torrey as he asked many questions where you were. I did the equipment that year. We went out to Everett. We had a great time out there. What an experience for a young player like yourself to do that. You moved on, Colin. What a career you got in the 2012, drafted by the Los Angeles Kings in the fifth round, 151st overall. And you moved on to pro hockey after becoming after a Greyhound. And tell a little bit about your pro hockey career, where it led you to where you are currently.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, drafted by LA, they were, when I was drafted there, they were right in the midst of winning a couple cups. So, I mean, so happy and so excited to be drafted to that organization. And, yeah, it was really fun. I think just, you know, as you're a young guy kind of going into camp there and stuff like that, these guys that have just come off winning a cup or winning a couple of them, you know, in those years there, it was really cool to be around them and kind of really started me off on the right foot playing professional hockey, you know, seeing kind of the process and how much work it really takes to reach the top. So it was great. Played 2 years in Manchester in the American League. Was fortunate enough to win a Calder Cup there, and with another great group of guys. And then on to Boston, and then on to Vegas, and now here in Buffalo for three. So, I mean, I don't know how detailed you want me to go into them, but it's been great. You know, every city that I've gone to. I mean, Boston was such a passionate hockey city and such a passionate fan base. So a lot of fun there. Vegas was a great ride as well, with coming close to winning a cup there. So it's been great so far. Buffalo here, we got up and coming team, and really kind of a organization that I think is got a bright future. So hope to help out with that and continue on that way.
You talk about your up-and-coming play as a member of the Monarchs. I remember watching that AHL All-Star game where you were involved in, I believe you won the fastest skater as well, set a record with your slap shot, and that must have been a great experience for yourself performing that well at that AHL All-Star game that you were a member of.
Yeah, that was cool. It was like a while ago now, but it was fun. I think we had three or four other guys on that team in Manchester that went to the All-Star game as well. Just a really loaded team with great prospects in LA they had there. So that was fun. I think remembering back to that first shot, I was just so nervous. I didn't want to miss the net in the hardest shot competition, but I don't know, it worked out, and it was great.
Also, I remember being a member of the Bruins. You were exposed in the expansion draft, and that had to be exciting to go over to the Las Vegas team, the Golden Knights. The team drafted so well out of that expansion and performed so well. You were a member of it for a couple seasons. Talk a little bit about playing in Vegas.
Yeah, it's quite the show there. I mean, Vegas never disappoints. They know how to put on a show, and they definitely knew how to welcome an NHL franchise there. They took care of us great there. That first year there was just, it was a blur. I think between getting drafted by the team back in the summer before, and then getting to meet almost 22 new guys, and then almost winning the cup was just a fun ride. And fortunate that I signed a contract thereafter, and it was great.
The Sioux fans remember it well. Colin, you scored that first ever Stanley Cup final goal with the Golden Knights. I know I jumped off my couch when you scored that goal. Helped you celebrate that one. That'd be a special moment for yourself. You moved on the Buffalo Sabres now, where you currently play with Buffalo. Just a little bit of time off with a slight injury. You'll be back soon. Tell us a little bit about Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo's been great. It's like I said before, they're up and coming, and I think that with some of the trades that they made last summer, you kind of see the emergence of a lot of younger guys and a lot of talented players. So I think bright things in the future here. They have so many good prospects, a lot of guys in the American League that are just close to taking that next step to playing in the NHL, and we got a great coach here and a great GM that I think are setting this on the right way. So it's great. I think that like I said before, there every kind of city you go to throughout your career, or for me anyways, has been a new experience and kind of a new challenge. So just try to take that for what it is, and it's normally really pretty great.
Colin, put it in perspective. You've played in a lot of NHL arenas and arenas around the country. Just put it in perspective, playing in Sault Ste. Marie, the fans here at the Memorial Gardens, how passionate they are, and maybe just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Yeah, it was fun, and like I said before, there, you know, that was one of the reasons that I decided to, you know, sign with the Greyhounds when I was a lot older, and you know, maybe some guys go to college when they're that age, and the OHL is kind of behind them. But that was something that I, you know, wanted to experience, and saw so much growing up. Brett Finley and both of us, you know, were late bloomers, and Finner and I were, you know, able to sign with the Greyhounds, that team together, and you know, it's worked out for both of us. So yeah, just wanted to experience. Happy that I could, because there's, you know, a lot of guys who grow up playing hockey in the Sioux that don't necessarily get to play in their hometown, and yeah, definitely don't take it for granted.
Well, Colin, on behalf of the Greyhound fans up here, certainly thanks for the great memories in the red and white. You were a special player up here. Lots of excitement, and the fans certainly remember you here. Thanks for doing this interview.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.